This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi, going to the courtroom to hear testimony from Marion Proctor. That's Alex's sister-in-law, Maggie's sister, recounting the time when Jim Griffin, that is Alex's own attorney, allegedly told her about Alex's financial crimes and Alex having to argue that's just hearsay. Take a listen to this very odd moment in court.
Finding out about other things that had been going on in Alex's life. And
this is in part based on your conversation with Mr. Griffin?
This is everything that has come out since then.
Did you say that you had a conversation with Mr. Griffin?
That day that we found out that Alex had been shot, we did have a conversation with Mr. Griffin, and he's the one.
Mr. Griffin told you that he'd been fired and that he'd been caught stealing money.
Correct.
That's just hearsay.
Well.
Absolutely hearsay.
What kind of quandary does that put you in? Are you going to be a witness as well?
Well, that's a hearsay statement, Your Honor. Without a doubt, it's classic hearsay.
Well, is the basis for her fear or not having fear, which is something you, or fear or believing that Alex was in fear, that's something that you were probing. Aside from that issue, how about the family relationship issue, fidelity, opioid abuse, concerns?
Well, Your Honor, with regard to fidelity, I mean, we can hear what she says about it, but the evidence, as I understand it, is 10 or 15 years ago, I don't know how long ago, but it was more than 10 years ago, there was some issue about someone that Alex had known in college reaching out to him. Maggie got angry about that. They had a
reaching out to him 15 years ago or recently?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that Maggie got mad, angry about it, contacted the woman's husband, who says, it's not true. I know who she's seeing because I have a private eye on her. That led to a divorce.
You're now referring to a 15-year-old conversation.
Yes. And then the opioid stuff, Your Honor, is I'm not sure what information she's going to share about that, frankly.
Well, you had one earlier witness read a letter about him being in rehab.
That they introduced, yes, sir.
That you published.
Well, it's already in evidence, Your Honor. Right. Over objection.
Go ahead, Mr. Waters.
So on both of those issues, first of all, with the first...
By the way, you can step down for a break. Don't discuss your case. You're fine? Okay, good. All right.
With the issue of the first matter, I think it's certainly a fair question to say, did Maggie ever express to you any concerns? Were there ever any concerns and issues with the defendant's fidelity? I think that's clearly in response to the extensive evidence been offered by the defense.
You said, has she ever, such as 15 years ago?
Well, I think that my follow-up question would be, was that something that remained in Maggie's mind over the years up until...
And she would know that.
I think that if I asked her that question, she could express an answer to that. Yes, sir.
No, what is the answer to that?
It was an affair that happened, or Maggie thought it was an affair that happened many years ago. They were able to resolve the issues, but Maggie still brought it up.
As recently as when?
A year ago. She did not think anything was going on. She just, it still bothered her.
All right.
May I ask a follow-up?
Yeah. Yes.
During when that event occurred, did she make Alex leave the household for a period of time?
She did.
Yeah, we need a time frame when this happened. I mean,
I understand. 15 years ago or?
How long ago was that?
It was a very long time ago. I'm not sure. A very long time ago.
I think, again, I'm not trying to make it bigger than it is, but I think given the issues that have been squarely in front of the jury, the state's entitled, at least in a limited fashion, to offer this some testimony in this regard that, you know, that there everything was not perfect as the defense has repeatedly elicited. And so on that particular issue, I only propose a limited question that, you know, had Maggie ever had any concerns about fidelity and had those concerns continued to bother her? And that would be the extent of my proposed examination of her on that issue.
All right. Anything else?
It's 2007, as our understanding. 2007, 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, 2007 was 15 years ago, yeah.
And that's when it occurred?
Well, that's what that's been established. Give me something new.
Well, so,
other than repeating 15 years ago.
403, 404.
It's not admissible under 403. Unfair prejudice outweighs the probative value of this. Whether it still bothered her, I mean, she testified that they weren't without their problems, like all married couples, but they had a good marriage. I mean, it's been addressed, and it's highly inflammatory.
That's why your questions have to not lead into things that might be inflammatory. We're going to be in recess for about 15 minutes.
That's the latest that we have for you. Keep it here for more continuing coverage in the trial of Alec Murtaugh. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss a moment of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Until next time for all of us, thanks for listening.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.